Hello, I'm Karen O'Connor, a consultant speech and language therapist, and this is the Karen O'Connor podcast, part of openingyourmind.com. Openingyourmind.com is my website where I share my extensive knowledge and unique pieces of the jigsaw approach so that your child can achieve their greatest potential over the shortest period of time. We blend up-to-the-minute speech and language therapy techniques with sensory integrative techniques, including sound therapy, which will be impacting on the neuroplasticity of the brain, so that your child can achieve their greatest potential quickly and easily. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach, as iTunes and other podcast apps start to recommend it to people like you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you.
Bear was totally normal. Neurotypical child. Crawled at 7 months. Walked at 12 and a half months. About 6 or 7 words by the time he was a year, was pointing and waving. And at 14 months, just regressed into his own little bubble. It's like he could see something in the distance and you couldn't reach him. And basically, that was the beginning of the end till we met Karen O'Connor. The first thing I noticed was the toe walking. Instead of walking on the flats, he just went right up like he was in a pair of imaginary high heels. Hands over the ears, kind of his fingers in his ears, in a busy place, and looking really distressed and anxious. He was white. He was as white now as the paint. Just no personality. It sounds very dramatic, but like he was soulless. He was lifeless, and no smiling. Going, if you even see the sight of peas, I remember he looked at peas, the vegetable peas, and he started vomiting. And then the spitting came in. And banging the head, eating leather. You name it, Bear had it. At that stage, I was kind of, I suppose, I knew one or two other mothers that had concerns with their own kids. And they had been diagnosed with autism. And I felt Bear was way worse than their kids. So my heart was like really scary. But I went on to Google because I didn't really want to admit there was a problem. Dave did not want to know anything about it. My husband, he was just totally in denial. So I went to a local speech and language therapist. But she said he's not talking, so she couldn't do speech and language with him, which was really frustrating because you go to speech and language therapy to learn how to talk if you have a problem. Anyhow, then we went to Dr. Godwin MacDonald in Dublin. And now, in fairness, the speech and language therapist who I originally seen did send me to him. She felt Bear was, I won't say so far gone, but she couldn't reach him. She felt Godwin, it was a biomedical problem. So Godwin had a look and he ran all his tests and he did say he had like gut problems. But he did have actually a good hope for him at the time because he was starting to babble again. But he was all over the place. It was like, I hate to be, you know, he was like he was in the Grand National just running around. No sense of where he was at all. He didn't, like when a child doesn't respond to their name, there's nothing you can do. If you were in a busy shop or even in Goodwin's surgery when we went to visit him, you'd be calling the child. Might as well be talking to the wall because there's no engagement, there's no interaction, there's no eye contact, no understanding. It was the understanding that completely went. And I think when there's no understanding, you're at a loss. I actually went down the homeopathy route and I done something called the CEASE therapy, which made Bear quite unwell. He got a lot of gains from it, but I felt the gains were short-lived. He'd come on and then he'd go back and you'd be waiting for the next gains. He'd keep doing it and doing it. The lady I went to was superb. She was absolutely brilliant. But I just felt the fact that he was so sick all the time, vomiting, green coming out his eyes. He was already so bad anyway and so unwell and he couldn't tell me when he was wanting to get sick. So you weren't even sleeping right because you were thinking, is he going to be sick tonight? So I just knocked it on the head. It was a friend actually who had came herself and she just felt the Karen O'Connor approach was more professional in respect of she was a trained speech and language consultant, but yet if you mentioned the fact that you were doing something a bit outside the box, you weren't getting looked at as if to go, well, no, we don't do that here. So that suited me better because it was a bit of both. Hopeful would be the best word I'd use. And I've talked to my husband about this in the past, even. And I remember the first time walking out here going, I kind of feel she might be able to do something for us. Because I felt within 3 minutes of you meeting him, you had him clocked. Whereas everyone else wouldn't really tell you what they thought of him. It's like they were afraid to really say, well, it was all negative. Or else they just didn't know how to do speech and language with them. You were offering something that gave us a gradual step towards normality. When I first seen the jigsaw, I was saying, well, the feet to the head, that's a long way to go. And I wanted him better yesterday. So I was saying, oh God. But then I actually looked at it and I thought, you know what? The gut. I kept hearing people telling me about the gut, but no one telling me what to do with the gut. So I thought, do you know what? Let's just throw everything in the kitchen sink at this. You just seemed, like Karen just seemed so overly confident that she could help. I thought, well, I'm going to put a shot at this and see where it goes. And it was like Karen was a Rolodex for any mother or father that was desperate to help their child. It was like, send the child here for this, send the child here for this. Even to a chiropractor. Who would have thought of a chiropractor for a child that was so distant? And I can honestly say that and the therapeutic listening and the lift equals game changer. With Bear, before the therapeutic listening, he was sad. He was just sad. I can't describe it. No personality. Yeah, I don't even want to think about it. I nearly want to cry if I think back. And that was only about 6 months ago. But within about 4 days of using it, which is very early, really, he kind of started coming up to us. And his expression, he wasn't even smiling, but he was more like he was seeing us for the first time. I remember him feeling my face. Like his eye contact is still not 100%. But oh my God. Like sometimes it is. Sometimes it's excellent anyway. But I remember after that 4 days going, oh no, we're on to something here. Because I just felt he had an interest in everybody else bar himself. I found in the beginning his spinning got worse. Definitely it did. He was like a twirly top for about 2 months. But then things started to calm down. And they would have even noticed in school if he was playing with kinetic sand or the foam that they used to play with, he wasn't gagging. He was more inclined to want to play with it. Now, he wouldn't have stayed on task as long as another child, but he was definitely getting on in there. And I suppose you're saying to yourself, this is a long game. And because Karen then is telling you to do the biomed, so you feel you're targeting them from all areas. And definitely 100% for Bear. If we didn't meet Karen O'Connor, I really don't know. And that's, I'm not joking, I really don't know where we'd be. Because nobody else was offering, speech and language therapist wasn't even offering speech and language. They were offering support, like, it's terrible and we'll send you here and there. But no one was really saying, okay, I can actually do everything under one roof. So yeah, massive changes. There's so many, he was so bad, there were so many changes. It's amazing how, if you don't keep a diary, you'd forget, you know. Within 24 hours, Bear had gone. This sounds very dramatic now. From being a child that I knew was cute as the bees, really, I could see him coming on through his little therapies and he loved matching up stuff and he seems to love tabletop work. But spelling. I mean, a child that still is only finding his feet and his words to be starting to spell elephant and rabbit and horse. He'd wake up, we were laughing. Day four of the lift, he woke up, D-U-C-K, duck. He was waking up out of his sleep with these letters. And I mean, I know, like, that sounds so random. Another parent might go, but for us, that was like gold. That meant we were hitting in on something. And it let us see, Bear is actually very intelligent. He lived in the same house with his brother, but there was ships in the night. There was nothing happening. His brother had no interest in him because his five-year-old brother is a gabbygut, never stops talking, and is a man about town. Whereas Bear was coming together, but still didn't want anything to do with his brother. Because every time he'd say, Arishir, Bear, will you just play with Hunter there? Have a bit of whatever. It's like Bear would still have that anxiety where he didn't want to engage. Whereas he just picked him up one day off the floor and went, ring a ring a Roshig. Obviously he'd learned to ring a ring a Rosie in school and thought, wouldn't mind a go at this with this lad. And even Hunter was kind of looking at us as if to go, what just happened there? And for about a half an hour, the poor 5-year-old had to be going round and doing this. But whereas now it's gone into, he's using the ring a ring a Rosie as an initiation to have a dust up, a good old scrap in a nice way. But so that's their means of communication for now, because Bear is still only at the stage of words, and his expressive language, unless it's for something that he sees like a cow or a sheep, or if he wants a drink or a biscuit, he's great for that. So it's brought on his expressive language, definitely. But with regard to Hunter, he's still pulling him by the hand, but it's better than walking by him. I'd say before the lift, I'd say he might have had a good 50 if I could pull him, could pull them out of him. I don't want to see how many he'd have now. Like, I'll say genuinely 500. Because even when we were driving in to see Karen on 7 days into the lift, I said, well, now we're going into Karen. Can you say Karen? And he said it like I'd say it, Karen. The clarity is improved on the lift. For even the ones he had before, the clarity has come in much better, for sure. Now, don't get me wrong. On the lift, he's gone a little bit dysregulated, a bit more giddy. But at the same time, he's still more clued in. I can't describe it. And he was more emotional within, I'd say, within the first listen of the lift. Because we'd done an hour slot and an hour slot. So within the first listen, I said to Dave, God, he's crying over there. That's very strange. Because he's usually placid. But it's like he's gone now to be roaring, laughing and giggling and having the laughs and the jokes. But then he could have this, but so easily brought out of it. He's not one of these that would be in a mad temper. But definitely the emotions are. I would absolutely recommend Karen's programme. There's so many reasons, but it's like I don't want to say a one size fits all, but it's like you come in to her place and you just feel she's taken over. You kind of feel your problem has been taken off you a little bit, because she so understands the children she's meeting. It's not a case of kind of saying, I hope she understands. I didn't feel I had to come in to Karen O'Connor and say, well, he's doing this now and he's doing this. She was saying to me, do you find he's doing this? Do you find he's doing that? So I knew straight away. And every programme is so tailor-made. It's not just like, we'll throw that at it now and see what happens. Because you're going the biomed, you're going the body brushing, the oral motor massage, you're doing the spinning board. There's so much to it. It's not just a case of, we'll do a little bit of A, B, C with the child. It's, you're getting at the gut. You're working on the motor planning. You're working on the vestibular to improve eye contact, everything. 100%. Be open-minded in respect of, you don't want to hear criticism about your child. Sometimes like with Karen O'Connor, there's no criticism. She totally is open to your theory on what may have happened to your child or what you think is wrong with your child. She's very supportive. But you also have to be open to the fact when she pulls out her jigsaw puzzle piece and is telling you, your child's here, we need to get them up to here. You have to be in it for the long game. You can't just go. Because I know I wanted him fixed in the one session, out the door. It doesn't work like that. And if something is so dramatic with your child, if you could fix it straight away, you'd kind of wonder anyway. You have to slot in all the jigsaw pieces. It's absolutely, it's like a miracle, for want of a better word. And as I said, we're not even finished the full lift yet.
Thanks for listening to the Karen O'Connor podcast. Please visit openingyourmind.com for more information on the work that I do. If you enjoy the podcast, please remember to subscribe to ensure that you don't miss out on future podcast episodes. And if you have a moment, please rate and review this podcast. The more ratings and reviews we get, the more people this podcast will reach. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.